Coming up on VNN.
Who are you fucking?
Nobody.
Damn. Me too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Me you, three. When you walked away, I was saying I've had the, and like, what's it called? A very strange, like, unlucky string of encounters with women. Like, weirdly, like, unlucky.
What do you mean?
Like, it almost feels like some voodoo shit. Like, someone cast a spell on me and now I can't pull no bitches.
Okay, we're all... Life is going to end for us one day. Mm-hmm. What are three things? Three things for sure that you're like, okay, at least I did these three things before I died.
Are they like realistic things so, that we could do before we die?
So, well, everything's realistic. Yeah. I mean...
Fucking Beyonce is not realistic.
I mean, if you play your cards right...
What cards? There's no cards to play.
I want to be an engineer. I want to be an engineer so fucking bad.
Okay.
That's like...
I mean, I can see it. You've been working so hard to
I
it.
I know.
So hard. So hard.
What the fuck? Fuck
nah,
you.
You're
what
tripping. So hard. That shit's why rough. Are you hating?
This guy's like, I've been slacking off so bad.
I have been slacking off really see? Bad. But that's like... But I clutched it up at the end.
I so. Clutched
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of VNN. This is episode 31. I'm your host, Nick, and Victor's your co-host, and Nico's your co-host. And I want to apologize for being so inactive. So, fuck. I want to apologize for being so inactive during the school year, or well, during the last semester. I was getting anal fucked with a sandpaper dildo with no lube, and it absolutely sucked. So, enjoy the episode.
Nico, did your beard change colors?
No, it's red.
It's always been red.
Yeah.
No.
Dude, that's the second time someone said that to me today.
Why does it pop out right now? Like,
because it's probably the colors I'm wearing. I'm wearing very neutral colors. I don't know.
It's never been red in my
eyes.
It's
always been red my whole life.
So, it hasn't been. It hasn't always been red, but recently it has.
No, it has. It's always been red.
No.
Yes.
No. It only happened like a year.
You can only notice when it's long, but it's always been red.
Why isn't your head red?
That's what I'm saying. My pubes aren't red. My head isn't red. My armpits aren't red. Don't get it.
That doesn't make sense.
I grow red hair sometimes. It's not very prominent though. Not as much as him.
Yeah, mine is kinda red, bro.
Like you look Irish.
It's cool. It's kind of cool.
It's actually like dope.
Right? Because then you see me with my regular brown hair and you're like, damn.
This guy's
like, you're like, damn.
You're like, damn.
That's it. That's it.
Congrats. Thank you. Okay, so we've gotten a lot of growth while we were inactive.
That's fucking cool.
Which is, yeah, it's fucking weird. Like, how can we get any growth when we were active?
Yeah, but right?
We've had about 200 impressions on Spotify.
Hell yeah.
Like, we got like 1,000 likes on TikTok while we were gone. And I think we got like 20 followers. But what I want to do every episode is something for TikTok. The last time we did that, we did get a lot of...
Yeah, I noticed TikTok blows up faster. Yeah,
so...
Everything.
So, I mean, every time we make an episode, I'm going to do something for TikTok specifically at the beginning. Right now, we're just going to react to comments.
I'm cool with that.
From people. I'm doing like the last four comments we ever got, but
let's take one more shot.
So
bring it over here.
Go get it. Yeah.
But we only have two shot glasses.
Hurry. Right.
You take it out the bottle.
Yeah.
I've had some like weirdly bad luck with women.
Me too. Yeah. Bro. I mean, it's always been the case for me, but
like normally like I'll shoot, miss a few times, score. Yeah. Sometimes. Sometimes I'll go on a streak. But it's just been like no scoring.
That's weird,
throws off.
That's like bad for you. That's normal for me. Bad for you. You know? Like, I only had like really one good shot and it kind of like died off. But.
See, like I can't even consider me having a good shot. Like it shoots. It like bounces like around the rim and then just like.
Ricochets around the rim.
Ricochets off.
So first I'm going to play the video.
Four shots.
Y'all are just going to hear it. All you need to do is hear it.
The video?
Yeah, I'm going to play the video. You're just going to hear it, and then I'm going to tell you what the comment was that we're going to react to.
Run it.
Rent it up.
Do you want to ride after this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's rent it.
Do you have anything to do after this?
I got 4 more miles and 100.
Do you want to run those 4 miles on the back of his bike?
See, because riding on the back of someone's bike, that's a guy.
I mean, I do it. I would do it with my homies all the time. It's like, it's weird. Bro. It's weird at first. I'm not even
bromance, man.
Bro,
it's weird as fuck first, but as soon as I like someone gives it like first little brunt and you feel your head jerk back, you're like, nah, fuck that. Like that homo shit can eat a dick. I'm holding on. Just dead ass. Like me and Jacob, we'd be like sometimes we were hauling ass, and at first we'd be like just like one arm and one arm in the back. And then we fucking almost fall off. We're like, nah, bro, I'm sorry, bro. He'd be like, I need to hold on to you. We'd be like ripping on.
Okay, so the comment was nuts for butt, nuts to butts.
Yep, that's very accurate.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah,
I think
that's what you're doing. Honestly, like when we're riding,
it's the safest way, you know.
When we're
nuts
riding,
to butt.
The first time that you rode passenger. And you like held me tight.
Yeah.
And then like I remember just thinking like I can feel his balls.
No, you could not.
I could feel his balls.
I'm fucking dead.
This is the first I hear it.
Well, normally we wear pants, so like, you know, like jeans, like we can't really feel each other's nuts.
You were not.
Yes, I was.
Are you sure it wasn't like a belt?
Then it was probably like your phone or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because.
Or your belt. You were
okay,
wearing
wait.
A belt probably, right?
Where yeah. did you feel it?
There was something on the back.
Where did like, you I feel the nuts? The where? Huh? Where did
on
you?
The, what do you mean where?
Like where on your back?
Like about where, you know, like the, your tailbone starts?
Well, it sounds like nuts.
It was probably my wallet or.
Yeah, it had to have been something like that then.
Because my nuts are too small, I feel.
Bro, does this happen to you when you ride? Do you sometimes just get on your bike too fast?
Oh, okay, wait. I thought you were talking about feeling someone's nuts. I was like,
No. You get on your bike too fast and you land on your balls.
No.
No? Okay.
I don't jump on the bike.
You don't jump on the bike? What the fuck? So, I remember one time, like, at school, I wasn't rushing, but I just, like, jumped on there and that fucking hurt.
Interesting. Well, also because I'm shorter, so my bikes were tall, so I had to like carefully swing my leg over and try not to like tip the bike over as I'm getting on, because then I'm not catching it.
Okay.
I kind of know what you mean. One time I kind of got traumatized from it.
I'm dead.
I was like on a rush and I got on my bike, like a regular bike, not a motorcycle, and that, like, you know when you're like,
yeah, you're about to sit down.
And you're putting your... I put my hand on the... My foot on the pedal. And my foot just slides off. And it's just... The seat just...
Oh.
Straight to my balls. I got stunned. I just like stood there like... Shook off.
I feel like it hurts more on a bicycle though.
I know what it is. Yeah. So... I don't sit on my bike. I get onto my seat. Because I slide my butt onto my seat. Because it's high. It's like tall for me.
Well, your bike was a...
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't a naked.
But also, you can stand up on your bike flat-footed, can't you?
Yeah.
So you sit down onto your seat.
Yeah, I sit down.
I do not. I slide into my seat.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
I'm not tall enough.
So you can't land on your balls.
I'm not tall enough for that.
Well, I think you can still land on your balls, probably.
If I jumped while I was already sitting down.
What, you're not tall enough to sit on a bike?
No, I'm trying to sit on a bike, but not enough to, like... stand flat-footed to where like there's space between my nuts
the
seat.
Bro, sometimes it's like at like stoplights I like try to balance.
Oh yeah, it's fun.
Try to balance,
just put your,
the thing,
pick your legs up.
Can you pull up the account, the TikTok account
for what,
so that we could listen to it better?
I'll
get it.
Which clip?
I'll get the clip.
Clip 3.
We have 400 episode. Followers. That's crazy. Yeah.
Can you, yeah.
Which okay.
I'll get the clip.
I feel like rapping.
We should put down a beat.
Okay. So this is the next video.
Right. But instead of stopping, you just wipe yourself off and just keep going.
What about pre-cum?
You already came. You're not gonna come within 30 seconds.
You know what
I'm
talking
about,
right?
I know. Okay,
like, that little bit of
There's but you wipe yourself off.
But
it's like
some of it still comes out, like just a little bit, just like very little. But it does.
But that's
pre-cum, like before you're gonna come, right? So you're not gonna come 30 seconds after you just nut. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
you can just fucking...
No, it's... You, when you... When
like,
you
yes. Okay, yes, I get it. I get it. There's pre-cum, whatever. But I've never gotten a girl pregnant.
He's denying that. So we can
yes, because honestly, who the fuck gets pregnant off of pre-cum?
Pre-cum doesn't
I'm
exist.
I'm sure there's been a couple.
No, it exists, but it wasn't to me.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Wasn't very to fair. Me.
All right, so I this comment that. Said, you guys are a bunch of incels.
A what?
A bunch of incels.
Incels? Mm-hmm. The hell is that?
People who can't have sex.
People who don't get laid.
Yeah.
Oh, no AKA. Shit.
Well, an incel is someone who doesn't have a penis.
Oh.
So.
I thought it meant involuntary celibate.
So in modern day incel means someone who can't have sex. Like they just try and just can't. They're just bad at.
Well, that's fucked up. They're incels. How about that? That commenter.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
You're an incel.
Yeah.
Okay.
You shouldn't discriminate against people in any shape or way or form.
Yeah. For the same video, someone said that shit's a myth.
Shit
like,
happens.
What's a myth?
Pre-cum.
Pre-cum's a myth?
I think it's real. I think it's real.
It's definitely real. Because, okay, hear me out. If you've ever been beating me, right? And then you're like, something distracts you, but like, you stop before you're about to come. And like something comes out, but then you look at it, you're like, it's not nut, though. You've never seen your own pre-cum?
Yeah, I've seen it. Like, you know when you're like, when you're having like a hot, well, like I make-out sesh, and then your dick's like all like, you know what I mean? Wet.
What the fuck? Hard? You mean hard?
No, but like, but like at the end, like you're like, your dick's like, you know, moist. You know what I mean? Like there's some, you know what I mean,
next
right?
Time, okay, I'd have to be very conscious about that. I'm gonna next time something like that happens, I'm gonna run off and then check myself, yeah, to see if it's moist.
I'm sure he meant that as a joke, though.
No, it's pre-cum. It's your body getting prepared.
No, I'm saying the commenter. Yeah. And well, then here's one more. Oh, shit. What's your password?
I don't want someone running up on me and be like, hey, I know your code.
I wouldn't leave it in.
Metro on the beat.
I couldn't walk, so I stayed on my bed for like 2 days without showering. And then that turned into fucking... The
didn't shower?
I couldn't walk.
Wow. Just lay in the bath.
I couldn't walk.
You drag yourself to the bath.
I couldn't get up, bro.
Bro, you got to figure out how to carry the boat somehow. You? All right? Oh.
Exactly,
you can't
man.
Carry the boat. Pull the boat.
Look,
who else is gonna do it?
Imagine you had,
and the logs, man.
Imagine you had a machete up your ass.
Okay,
that's exactly how it felt.
And the comment said, "Good friends!" Exclamation point.
Yeah, you are great friends. Very sympathetic.
Yeah,
you sympathize with other people's.
If we aren't gonna give you a hard time, who is?
Exactly.
Life.
No.
I guess, yeah.
It's not enough.
Yeah. Life gives me a hard time.
It's never enough.
Oh, I think it's giving you a hard time right now.
I don't think I've ever had a easy time of anything. I can't remember.
Tell Nico about the whole army thing.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I mean, they ain't calling. So I gotta move on.
That's how it works. You like
enlist
and you have to wait for a call?
I went, they told me, you got to do this, you got to do that. Okay, I did this, I did that. And they're like, we'll call you in a month. It's been more than a month.
Damn.
And then I call him up, and he's like, yeah, it might not take like as little time as you think it's going to, you know.
No, all
right. And then I'm like, well, shit. I thought it was going to be right away.
Yeah, you got to do something until then, I guess.
So now I'm like, man, I need a fucking hustle. Make some money.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Live life.
And he quit his job because he thought it was gonna be ready.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, it's coming up. I'm gonna quit my job. I'm gonna start training hard.
Yeah.
And then I found out. I was like, yeah, it might take months. I'm like, fuck, I quit my job.
Oh shit.
But to me, it makes no fucking sense because we're on like the brink of war.
Are we?
Yeah, and I'd assume that they'd want to train as many people as possible.
I don't know. Maybe they have like an influx, so like they just don't have the capacity.
Even then, they would want more, as many people as possible.
It's crazy.
On the brink of war.
But also, I don't know. Maybe they're being more selective with their soldiers.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Or like maybe there's like they're like the screening process is just taking long because there is so many people, you know? Like they're just backed up.
Yeah, but it's
a month though? I don't think so.
I mean, you never know. Yeah. How many people are actually enlisting like in every city and every state across the country?
A lot.
Yeah, but I think they can handle it. They're the fucking army. Like they could get anything across the world in 24 hours.
Yeah, but so
but it is what it is. That's if they actually put the funds into it. If they don't, then it just doesn't happen.
I don't know. I just think they're homing you. That'd be true.
They mad homing me, but it's all right. You know, life goes on.
Life goes on.
Tell us about you, Nico.
What about me?
How's the job?
It's like, I don't know. It's just getting old. It's all the same. Every day is like very similar. Like
no drama?
I mean, yeah, like, you know, there's fights and like people fight between like bartenders. But like fuck, like
any love affairs?
Nah. It's the craziest thing. Like even the love affairs at this point, they're not even crazy. Like you're like, I could have called that. Like it's just so normal now. Like someone new starts, like someone fucks them, or like she's trying to fuck someone. Or like she's taken, so like she's not fucking anyone, and then everyone just like doesn't really care about her. But fuck, like
who are you fucking?
Nobody.
Damn. Me too.
Oh yeah, yeah. When you walked away, I was saying I've had a very strange, like unlucky string of encounters with women. Like weirdly. Like unlucky.
What do you mean?
Like, it almost feels like some voodoo shit. Like, someone cast a spell on me and now I can't pull no bitches. Like, because I have no problem, like, talking to them, like, whatever. Like, we're having a good time. And then, like, I try to, like, do something or, like, move forward. And it just, like, something just doesn't work. Something's not working.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to get rid of you.
I wouldn't say they're trying to get rid of me.
Okay, well, that's how I feel.
Like, they're not about it.
But, like, yeah, like, no one's actually, like, serious.
Yeah.
Like, it's all just, like, games. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Maybe you're not playing the game right.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't know. I do not know.
Well.
Yeah, I haven't figured it out either.
Nick's even worse off.
Even worse. Even worse.
Jesus Christ.
Nick's
I'm trying, but it's...
Nick's at a, like, maybe I should read a book stage.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's so bad, dude.
And I'm like, yeah, I have a book I could recommend.
It's because, like I don't try to, like, make it so different to, like, how I talk to men or I talk to, like, a friend or something.
Uh-huh.
When I talk to a woman. But it just, like, fails.
What do you mean you don't try to make it different?
Like, I try not to think about it too much.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
I try
yeah.
to just do the same thing and then I could, like, add things onto it.
Yeah.
But, like, even just starting that, it just fucking crumbles and fails.
Maybe like, I take a different approach. Maybe you gotta be bold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've noticed I get pretty lucky sometimes when I'm bold.
Yeah.
Bold. Yeah.
But not like creepy bold, but you know.
Yeah,
just
that's
like,
the thing. Like,
just something like, just something out there that call that just, you know, calls attention. Like, I don't know. I have no fucking idea.
Me either.
Like, the other day I walked up to a bartender and I was like, I'm like, damn, are you doing something different? She's like, yeah, I've been working out. I'm like, damn, because I was gonna say your ass looks fat as fuck tonight. And then she started shaking ass on me, and, you know, I mean, obviously, I already know her, and, like, we drink together, and we're cool, but I needed a little ego boost, so I was like, let's see if she'll give me something, and, you know, she gave me a little playback.
That's good. Yeah.
I have a little bit of Riz. I used some Riz today, so we could get a discount and some 3 ranches for free for our Domino's.
We didn't get a discount.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't. We just got 3 ranches free.
No, we got, like a little bit. I think we did. I'm positive we did.
What'd y'all get?
Okay, if anything, we got...
Bro, oh my God.
We got 3 ranches
okay,
for free.
So...
Because I rizzed.
Real? You rizzed the ranch?
I rizzed the ranch.
He rizzed the ranch.
Rizzed. That's hilarious.
But honestly, she wanted you, bro.
She did want me. She did want me.
At the Domino's?
Yeah, at Domino's.
Damn.
But, so yesterday, we were on a mission to like, make money.
Wait, damn. Hold on. What was the $5 about last night? I need to know that first.
Okay.
Because I was at work and I was like, what the fuck?
We were trying to gamble, and we needed $5. What did we need the $5 for?
So we could,
because we needed $20.
There was like a minimum deposit. Yeah,
we needed $20, and we had 16.
You were gambling between each other, or where?
No. We were gambling online.
Okay.
And we needed $20. We had 16, and there was like a conversion way. We ended up needing $30 to fucking do this.
So, it's because it takes $6 to like transfer immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's transfer immediately.
And so what's it called? So, like, our plan was we had a bunch of coins that we were gonna go to Coinstar and we were gonna, you know, get deposit money out of it, coins. go to the bank, deposit it, and use that, right? But Coinstar was closed, and so we had gone to Walmart. It was closed. He's riding passenger. We're on my bike. He's riding passenger, and we decided to go to the bank to see if they have a little coin thing that we could do the coins.
Yeah.
And so we go to the bank. We get there. Was it the bank? No. We went to 7-Eleven. We went to 7-Eleven to see if they could take the change and give us cash. And they said no. And so from 7-Eleven, we went to Chase. And on the way to 7-Eleven, we passed a cop. And I was like, oh, fuck. No blinker, sus plate, no license.
Why is it sus plate?
My plate is sus. Because it doesn't, you can't really see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do remember.
And so I was like, fuck. And he's on the back. And I don't have the right helmet. And we pass him. And he immediately turns around.
Yeah.
And we're like, fuck.
I'm just like, I'm like, let's lose him.
Wait, there's no losing that.
And so, but we got lucky because we got on the road while he was turning.
Yeah.
And so I already made the U-turn. I was already on the other side of the highway. Before he could even get on the highway, so
okay.
I don't know if he was actually turning around for us or anything. He didn't turn on his lights.
Yeah, normally I've gotten so many cops that would like turn around and follow me, but they won't like light me up.
Yeah,
but a lot of times they're running your plate or like they just want to see if you'll do something. Or...
I mean, he turned around immediately.
He probably didn't get your plate.
No, he couldn't have
on time.
I mean, even still, like they just look it up to see if you have any warrants.
I mean, like the guy I bought the bike from has been pulled over because his plate wasn't visible enough, but he's also gotten tickets off his plates. So like it's just kind of like
plate's already in your name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's already in my name.
Yeah, so it doesn't
transfer. Right, but they can still pull you over because you don't have visible plates.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah. I remember seeing him turning around in my mirror, and I was like, "Fuck!"
You're like, "Shit!"
Of course, this happens. But yeah, that was fun. Have you ever had someone ride a passenger that's bigger than you?
Pretty much everyone.
Who?
Jacob.
Jacob's not bigger than you.
No, he's means taller than me. He means big. You know?
No, yeah, like weight wise.
Let's see.
Burp, but
still
thank you. Honestly, no, everyone's been kind of like similar yeah. weight as me.
And tell you the truth, it's kind of scary. There's been five times where I was like, oh, we could have fallen right there.
Yeah, you do have to be a little more careful, but like it's easy if you tell the person just lean, like when I lean, like lean with me.
Yeah, I didn't think lean about that. With me. But when we made the turn,
was it because you'd not lean enough or you'd lean too much?
He's just too heavy.
Dude, I'm like 230.
He's just too
heavy. No shit.
Or 228.
Yeah. Damn.
He's just.
I actually wouldn't have guessed that.
Like everything I do, I have to put strength into it.
I mean,
like,
yeah.
Like braking, I have to do like.
You do have to brake harder.
A lot earlier.
You have to accelerate way harder.
There was one time, like the first time. Where I was breaking, I was like, we're not going to fucking make it. We're not going to fucking make it. We're not going to make it. And then the light turned green. I was like, thank God.
But you don't use your rear brakes too?
Huh?
You don't use your rear brakes
too? I was using both.
But you just slam harder.
Huh?
Slam harder.
Yeah, but if I slam on the rear brakes, I will slide.
No, and
if
but I your slide, front one. Your huh? front one.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. Like, I was all the way in.
No shit.
And I was like, we're not going to make it. Because yeah, I wasn't trying to stop. I was trying to, like, stop in time.
Yeah.
And I was like, we're not going to fucking make it.
I hate you.
But, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Get your own bike, bro.
I changed his Tinder profile to when I sneeze, I bless you. What do you think?
Show me your Tinder profile.
It's on there. Like I can't show you right now. We have to wait.
Damn it.
We've been through this.
But his bio is when I sneeze, I bless you.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice.
Nah, I think it's like, I think we need to change it.
I think it's like quirky. Like,
what would you change it to? Something snazzy. What would you change it to?
Well, I don't know.
What would be my bio? Like,
I need to see your pictures.
He's got like solid pictures. I'm not gonna lie.
I still need to take a picture of my bike.
You with your bike? You with the helmet?
Yeah, with my bike.
I need to put gas, so we should go to the gas station and you can do like, I don't know, something fucking stupid.
Jacob posted a picture of you in the gas station. It was pretty. Was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. No, I think you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do. But, I loved those pictures for so long.
But I want, like, I still need to take a picture of my suit. Well, where are good places to take pics?
Anywhere.
With your bike.
Anywhere.
Gas stations are cool. Downtown's always cool. Like you riding the bike, like, is cool. Like,
Anywhere, bro. Anywhere. In front of a KFC.
KFC.
At the Canes parking lot.
You do one where you're sitting back on your bike Canes. And like you're laying back on the bike.
Oh, I've done that.
Like, I've done that one, bro, before.
Have you seen those reels? That guy who has like stoplights, he like does the, he like lays on his bike.
What?
There's like these reels of this guy who lays on his bike at stoplights. You seen that? When I saw that, I went outside and I like tried doing it.
Did it work?
Yeah, I could do it.
But like, see, I have a, this isn't the picture that he's talking about, but like, I have a picture of me laying on my bike.
I can't even see that.
Where are your glasses?
I have contacts on right now. Bro, this.
He goes laying on the bike.
it's a nice picture.
That's not the one I was posting, but the bike Nick, the picture Nick is talking about is,
I don't know, man. This one's not it.
Oh, really, bitch?
Just holding the gas. I mean, maybe if you're pumping the gas, that's different.
There's multiple pictures, but you get what I mean.
But I like it. I mean, there's an aesthetic about it.
An aesthetic.
I mean, it's like a good Instagram pic. I don't know if, like, I don't know about Tinder, but
No, Tinder, it should be you with a dark background with the helmet.
I mean, when I got Tinder, I had like ideas and I just never did them.
For, like, I always liked pictures like these. Like, these are always cool.
I can't see it.
What the fuck, Nick? What do you have contacts for? What?
That's the thing with my, like, that's been a problem recently with my contacts. I feel like
you
I
need a new prescription. Obviously,
they're the newest ones.
It's your eyes.
How recent was the prescription?
Your eyes get like, dry.
I got them in Peru.
When did you get the prescription?
In Peru, so in August. Yeah. How was Peru, by the way?
It was fun. I did a lot of drinking.
That sounds nice.
And you got a tattoo.
Fucking got a tattoo.
Show us a tat. Where is it?
I don't think you can right now.
I can't.
Oh.
But here. Press on the picture. It was fucking cool, bro. It was like 3 hours.
What is the tattoo?
I'll explain in a bit. So it's 3.5 hours, right? Like, the only time he stopped was whenever I had to pee. But the only part that really hurt was this inner part of my thigh. Which hurt pretty fucking rowdy. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, closer to my nuts. Because the wings kind of span up pretty close to, like, my nuts. Real. But the rest of it was pretty cool. Like, I was drinking beer. I was hitting my vape. Like, having a conversation. There was this one girl that was talking to me. Which, she was married, but she was kind of hot. So, I didn't mind it. And then...
That's always nice.
What's it called? Oh, yeah. But it kind of felt like that feeling you get when you get a shot, like that little pain, mm-hmm. but just over and over and over and over and over. Yeah, like nonstop. So, like, the outline was a longer needle, so that hurt heart, like, more. But if you did, like, short lines, it wasn't bad. Like, it'd start a little bit painful, and then it'd end. But if you did, like, long, like nonstop like lines, it started like not too bad, and then it would get pretty fucking rowdy and be like, yo, bro. I wouldn't say anything, but I'd be like, fuck, like, I don't know if I should say something. But then he'd stop, and then I'd be like, all right, bet.
Damn.
But the shading wasn't bad at all. Like,
this was in Peru.
Yeah.
So you got it by a Peruvian artist.
Yeah.
So what made you do this?
Oh, like, yeah. So we're walking. I'm walking my dad. He's like walking to a park, whatever. He's like, oh, yeah, like one of my childhood friends, he was friends with my brother. He owns a tattoo shop right up here. Like, let's go say hi to him. I'm like, all right, let's go. So we go. We're saying hi. He's fucking full of tats. He's like, yeah, like, oh, like, you have a piercing. Like, if you want to get another one or something, like, give you, like, family discount, whatever, just being nice. I'm like, well, I do want to get a tattoo. He's like, well, send me over the pictures, and we can talk about it. I'm like, cool. So I send him over two pictures. And he's like, so I can do, like, this tattoo with, like, these wings. I think these would look cooler and, like, little things. So I was like, I like it. And he's like, well, where do you want it? So then we came the next day. I came. And I was like, well, I want on this leg.
You came alone?
Yeah. It's like 5 blocks.
Oh, you walked?
Yeah.
Okay. So is this in Lima?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then he's like, yeah, that's cool. Like, we can probably do that. Why don't you come by? I don't know. It was like fucking Wednesday or Thursday. I'm like, got you. I show up. He gets the stencil, puts it on me. All right, he's like, why don't you put it on your shoulder? So we try it. And I'm like, nah, I don't really like it. So we put it on my thigh. Let me show you a picture of that. And I was like, damn, I really fuck with that. He's like, yeah, you sure you want to get this? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So then he started.
Is that your first tat?
First tat.
That's crazy.
Right? Fucking
that's
cool.
That's breaking that, you know, that step.
I fucking splashed in the water, bro. That was the stencil.
I saw it.
Well, what is it, though? What the fuck is it? Are you getting into that?
I'm getting there.
Okay, you're getting there. What does it mean?
So as for the tattoo, so his nickname is an angel of death, right? Mm-hmm. But his name is he's an archangel. His name is Israel. That he has like a scary like look and people think of him like as a bad person, but he's the archangel with the most power. Cause in my tattoo, he has 6 arms. He's holding a book in 2 of them, and that book is supposedly every person born and that dies. He writes them and erases them from his book, and he is what transfers you to either heaven or hell. But he's actually someone who brings you peace whenever you die. So like say. Your wife dies and you're like hurting and then you die eventually, like he brings you back together with them. Wow. So he brings peace to your death, essentially.
How did you find him? Come to find him.
How did I was on TikTok scrolling like over a year ago, and it was like this person just drawing and then it, like talking, and it kind of caught my like attention because it looked cool, and then so it ended up being like a short story of this person. I was like, damn, that's cool as fuck. I screenshot it. I was like, that'd be a cool tattoo. So then I just go about my day. And then someone brings up tattoos. I'm like, actually, I liked this. They're like, what is it? I was like, oh, damn, I don't know. So then I was just like, as the year progressed, I would read a little bit when I'd remember. And then whenever the situation came up, I was like, let me reread what I've read so I remember. And I was like, nah, this shit's cool. So I'm going to fucking get it tatted.
So do y'all have like just like at night or whatever, y'all just think about like what tattoos to get?
No, it would come up in conversation, like, oh, I got this tattoo, or like I've wanted to get this.
Wait, like, so like other people have the same tattoo?
No, other people have different tattoos. But whenever the conversation comes up, they're like, oh, would you ever get a tattoo? I'm like, actually, yeah, I would.
Like, have you ever thought like just have like really long thoughtful like in your head?
No.
Just like what tattoos you want to get?
No, not really.
Never you?
Okay, I've like
never thought about.
I've tried to piece together like what I would get.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but it doesn't go farther than like a few minutes.
You?
No.
I've done research though, like of different styles of tattoos that I would get, so I have a general idea. But my tattoos like that I want them not to be spontaneous, but be something that like, catches my eye. I'm like, oh shit! Like, I really like or appreciate this. Yeah.
I've always like said like if I want a tattoo, I wanted to have like a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
And I just recently, there's just nothing.
There's nothing you would get?
Nothing that I want to put on my body yet, you know? I mean, there is.
There's no
that,
like memory you want to like, put
into
drawing.
There is that idea that I told you about, but I just don't think it'll look good. And do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, the tree of life.
No, that's not.
Or the paths and the roots.
Yeah,
and the,
like I wanted to put like a tracing of all the treks I've ever been on.
Oh, like your hiking treks?
Yeah, my backpacking trips. But then I was like, it'll look just like
no.
Like chicken scratch.
Shut up. I had a very similar idea. So I had an idea of getting a tattoo because my dad has outlined every route we've taken when we take a trip. Mm-hmm. So I've like done the same thing. So I want to take that outline of every trip I've ever taken and combine it into one solid line. So if you see on my tattoo, he has ropes in his hands. Mm-hmm. I put those ropes there because I want to eventually put that trail that I've combined along my thigh. But what you can do, so it doesn't look like chicken scratch, what I wanted to do was make it look like a vine or some plant that incorporates into something different.
Like cherry blossoms. That's what we were thinking. That's what we were thinking. But I didn't just think it's
a hard it's a hard idea.
I just think it looks stupid though.
No, it doesn't. Because then that's not going to be your only tattoo there. Like you incorporate something else. Like, okay, say for an idea, say the trail is like fucking real zigzaggy, like crazy. So you put it on your forearm, right? And it's like, say like a tree, like with plants, but the main main tree is the trail, and then around that, I mean, you just do other shit, you know?
No, I don't know. The thing that's the other thing. Like, I don't know what else I would put on it.
Like, you could add like maybe a few trees, some plants, like some symbolic like flowers, like something with your birth.
I was listening to Joe Rogan,
or like maybe with people who care about,
with Neil deGrasse Tyson. He was saying that there's nothing he's so certain to that he would put on his body and that he won't think he would want to change later. Yeah. And I was like, I feel the exact same way. Like, what if I just want to change that?
Yeah, there are people like that, though.
Like, the only thing that I could put on my body is past experiences, because you can't change past experiences.
Exactly.
That's why the truck thing was a good idea for me. But now I'm like, I don't know.
So you could always, like, expand the trail and make it like a road, and then from that trail you can incorporate things from your life, like you can do like the constellation of like say your mom, and then include it into like some type of branch that comes out of the tree.
Constellation of my mom, I don't know about that.
Well, because I know people who get constellations of their family.
I was thinking about that too. Like, I would make my trails into constellations, essentially.
That too. And then you can make them little like flower buds.
It'll still look fucking stupid, I think. Like,
it's you know, that's just, we all die. It's not nothing stupid.
Yeah, like honestly, if you like it, like you shouldn't care if it looks stupid. Like, you should get it.
Well, I still, I mean,
obviously, it shouldn't. The thing is, the way I think about
tattoos is supposed to be aesthetically.
Well, the thing is that you're not a tattoo artist. The moment you bring up an idea to a tattoo artist,
they'll make it art.
They're like, they have the creativity. That's why they're a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
And they'll evolve that.
So, like, he made a lot of, like, adjustments for your tattoo or what?
No? Not a lot, but he definitely, like, I said I wanted it small. Like, not small, but I didn't want it as big. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, when you do small tattoos, like, you lose detail. So he's like, I think it should be this size. I'm like, okay. And I was like, well, I kind of want, like, some color in it. He's like, no, color is going to fade. Like, keep it black and white. Like, I can do it like this. I can give my heart on the tattoo has a little bit of color.
Fades
in the sun.
No way.
So if you get colors on your forearm and then you wear short sleeves a lot throughout the years, the color will fade.
Oh, so
you have to get it retouched.
If it's on your thigh, I don't think that's gonna be.
But I wear short shorts. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway.
You say black and white?
Yeah, well, you can't do really white tattoos. So it's black and gray. And it's grayscale. Just a shading.
I wonder if you had a white tattoo.
And you're a black person?
And then if you get tanned, comes out more.
Maybe. It honestly probably would.
Yeah, what happens if you get sunburned on your tattoo?
Nothing.
But like, it doesn't like do anything to the tattoo?
So the tattoo will fade like throughout years.
Yeah.
So if you like let it expose to sun for years and years and years, it'll fade. And you have to get it redone if you want it, the detail there again. But most of it is never going away.
I never even thought about that. You always hear about like faded tattoos. You could always just get it like
Redone. So one of the guys
I just never thought about that.
Wow. One of the guys I was talking to, he was like, "Yeah, I just got this touched up like a year ago. I got it like 10 years ago." He had like some red and some flowers on his forearm.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Yeah, like it was fading, so I came in and he just touched up the color."
For some reason, when I saw your story about you getting your tattoo, when I was in Peru, I had met a tattoo artist as well.
Yeah.
And like, I met him on the streets. It was random as fuck. But for some reason, when I saw you on the story, I was like, no way. But the guy I met is tattooing Nico.
I'm fucking it.
Like, what the fuck is going through my head?
I can show you his Instagram. It honestly might have been.
Nah, was his name PJ? It was like PJ Alvarez? Like,
no, wrong. Yeah, no, not wrong.
Was he... I mean, he said he was tatted, but did he have a lot of piercings?
No, let me show you.
Yeah, no. What was the tattoo you wanted? You told me earlier, but I can't remember.
No, I haven't.
Okay, then what
oh, I was just joking. I was like,
oh, you don't know what tattoo you want?
You're like, if you got a tattoo, would you get? I'm like, a dragon on my ass.
Oh, yeah, I fucking forgot.
But I'm like, no, I'm not serious. If I would actually, I wouldn't get a tattoo because, first of all, that's like immoral and unethical in my family's eyes.
He's calling you immoral.
No, in my family's eyes.
And you're, yeah, same with me, but yeah.
And I wouldn't, you know what I mean? But if at some point, maybe in my late 30s, it would just have to be the sun and the moon.
The sun and the moon?
But like very, you know, like special.
Why though?
Because
the sun and the moon, the start and the end of the day, like what?
No, but I mean, the sun and the moon, those are two things that are real.
Just something that's certain.
The sun, the moon.
The only two things certain in our world.
But
some people don't believe them.
Well, the sun is there. The moon is there. They both affect our lives some way or another.
Like, this is his Instagram account.
No, completely different guy. But yeah.
So it.
I don't think you care.
No. So this tattoo would have cost me like $600-$700 here. Guess how much it cost me over there?
50 pesos.
No.
Pesos? What the fuck?
100.
It's Peru, not Mexico.
$100?
$100, okay.
I don't know.
Guess.
$118.
$50.
It took 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't know tattoos.
$78.
It cost me $300.
Oh. It'll cost you $600 here and $300.
$600 to $700 there. Here.
Pretty good. Yeah. Half off.
Your trip to Peru, did it make you want to go back?
I mean, I always like going. Like, yeah. But I don't really want to go back immediately.
I really want to go back to Peru.
Let's go.
But with what money?
We'll figure that out.
So actually, Devin turns 21 during the summer, and he wants to take a trip to like Seattle or somewhere to smoke weed legally.
Smoke weed legally.
Wow. Colorado, Seattle, California. So
okay.
If you want to save for that, we could go. Because it's going to be a small person trip.
I see. I mean, I'm looking for internships.
That's true.
If I get an internship, then I could definitely make like a, if it's like a weekend trip, I could definitely make that.
It'd be like about a week.
About a week ago.
Because we'd fly. If it's to Seattle, like, yeah, we'd fly.
That makes sense. But like, I mean, if I make an internship, then I'll make a lot of money.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I could just make a weekend trip.
Exactly.
Like that, so.
Yeah, like you don't have to stay the whole time, like if you don't want to, but.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I want to go back to Peru. But like, there's so many treks in Peru that you could take.
Dude, there is.
And me and my cousin, I'm going to text him here soon. But he was saying that he wants to do a trek called Salcantay.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of want to do that trek too. It's a little bit more, how do I say this? You don't get interpreters. You don't get tour guides. You don't get...
It's just on your own.
What are they called? The people who carry your stuff? Porters. You don't get porters. It's on your own. And I think you do get a guide. It's not like a tour guide. He's just there to make sure you know where to go. But that's what I want to do it again.
That'd be pretty fucking cool.
And I want to go back. I pulled more bitches in Peru than in the
same. Bro, I was there and I was like, oh shit, I got hella riz. And then I came here and I was like, oh, nope, back to the
for real,
dry,
dude. It was...
dry spell.
You had hella riz?
Fuck yeah. Dude, I had stupid riz over there.
It's stupid.
You
like, no.
Oh.
I was a family. But like, I met this girl and she was fucking gorgeous.
Wifey?
Maybe.
I'd rather get a wife from a different country than United States, bro.
But why?
Huh?
But why?
You know, because I don't know. I feel like people in America suck. Because I suck.
That's true.
P-bit.
You do suck.
And you suck as well.
You suck balls.
You suck BBC.
Damn, what the?
A ver.
No, fuck, you met this girl?
A ver.
Over there. I was dancing with her and shit. It was cool.
No way. What the hell? Okay. There you go. Like, he's going to act unimpressed, like he's seen better.
I'm very impressed.
Hell yeah.
Let's go to fucking Peru, boys.
when I was in Peru and I went to Huánuco, my grandma was telling me, like, she, like, when I got there, she was, like, so proud, like, happy that I finally went back to Huánuco.
Mm-hmm.
And then she tells me that, like, now we just need to get me and my sisters in Huánuco with her there. And I was like, oh, yeah, fuck yeah, let's do it. I want to go back. But how fun would it be if I went with you guys?
Nah,
I
mean,
with my cousin that could take us to like bars and the nightlife there.
Hell yeah.
That would
Huánuco
be amazing.
And Lima. Like, it'd be so much fun.
It would be crazy because I remember you said last time it's like all in Spanish. It's like,
yeah.
It's like a multiverse episode.
It's so weird because, like, I mean, when I was there, everyone thought I was Mexican.
What the fuck? They
didn't think I was American because I was speaking Spanish. Yeah. So they didn't even think that. I mean, you know, at some point I told them I was American, right?
Yeah.
But like when they hear me speak Spanish and I'm like speaking with my cousins and shit, they're like, oh, he's Mexican because, well, my complexity. But
it's weird. But you're so white. Yeah. Oh, interesting. They thought, dude, that ass, like someone came up to me and was like, yo, have you lived here before? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
like,
it's so crazy. Like over there, they don't really even think about like race as much.
You don't think so? Stupid. They're racist as fuck over there.
You think so?
Like for black people?
Yes.
Really?
Like, anyone darker they're racist as fuck. I swear to God.
Are you serious?
Wait. I was hearing conversations with my own grandma.
Would they be racist against me?
Where she was like, I mean, like it's not like straight up racism, but they're like, oh, I hate all the new say for instance like. They're having an issue with Venezuelans moving there. They're like, I hate the fucking Venezuelans.
Okay, well,
here.
That, yeah, there.
Hold on.
That, but.
And my grandma chimes in. She's like, yeah, and all the fucking, like, not all the fucking, but she's like, yeah, all the brown people too. And I was like, yo, bro, what the fuck? And that's not
she
her
said,
first.
When she said brown people,
all the brown people.
Did she say morenos?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they usually say.
Maybe.
What do you usually say?
But yeah, it's like, that's not the first time. It's like all the fucking time.
Really?
And like some of her friends and like my dad's friends will make little comments about like brown people. And I'm like, it's crazy. Racism is a very
big
thing.
That's so crazy. When I was there, I didn't get any of that.
It's because you're white. They fuck with you.
You're white too. What the fuck?
They fuck with me.
I'm saying like I didn't get any. I didn't get any like race issue thing there.
Oh.
I didn't get anything there.
But also you let a lot of stuff slip past you sometimes.
Huh?
You let stuff slip past you.
Are you saying like I'm oblivious? What the fuck?
No, but I'm just saying like maybe you just didn't
white
hear
privilege.
It.
White
privilege. Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Like
white
I just,
privilege.
Hmm?
Yeah, white privilege.
But like, I mean, while you were there, like you seen like there's like a lot of shit that's like just makes sense. Like laws and shit, right?
Like what? Like an example, because laws here make sense.
So, I don't even know anymore. Fuck, bro.
laws here do make sense.
They do. That's why they're laws.
Well, dude, I can't even think of an example anymore. But when I was
like,
there,
you have to think of a very specific example.
When I was there, I would ask my cousins like, why is this like that? And they'll tell me that. And I'm like, wow, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, like what?
Like why don't
what,
like
bro?
What?
Why don't
because
we fucking
we can
do
say
that?
That
in
about
States?
Here.
Okay,
like,
there is one where there's. I kept seeing these signs where it said. Where it said like discriminating against race, identity, or religion is prohibited in this
establishment. Okay.
And I was like, that's everywhere. Is that like, is that just like
maybe
a thing that
maybe
establishments
got out of
are
hand.
Doing on their own?
Yeah.
And they go, no, it's law in Peru to have that on your
it's
on
a
your
law
establishment.
Here. It's really? A law here too.
Yeah, but it's not. But to have the sign, it's not.
Well, also because I think we've moved past the discriminatory shit, like in restaurants and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. You made me think now. Fuck. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
I remember when I was there, I went in July. No. I got there in July on Independence Day. And I remember looking around and I was like, wow, there is a lot of Peruvian flags around here. And I was thinking like, I was telling them like, you guys put up more flags than we do in America.
Yeah, we have a bunch of rainbow flags.
Yeah.
Well, that's not what I meant at all.
Are you? Yeah. But, like I went for the, or I guess that's different.
No, I'm keeping that in there.
I went for the game. Hmm? I got there and it was they're about to do the soccer game to like the World Cup. So it was like Peruvian flags and jerseys fucking everywhere.
Yeah. But I was telling them like you guys put a lot more Peruvian flags up than we do American flags in America. And they tell me actually it's law in the month of July you have to put the flag up. for Independence Day?
I don't think so.
That's what they told me. My grandma,
she doesn't put any flags up ever.
Okay, well, did you go in July?
Maybe you're right.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. In the month of July, you had to put a flag
up. I feel like that's something I would have heard of. That's crazy. Like, yeah. That's a crazy ass law. Like,
I was.
Okay, but that doesn't make sense.
This was like not midway between August, but like we were in August at this point, and I was looking around. I was like, there's so many fucking Peruvian flags.
I think Raiders had a nightmare. Huh? We should wake him up.
It's Draymond.
He was like shaking and shit. Yeah, Raider. It's normal.
I've seen dogs run in their sleep. It's fucking funny.
Butch would do it a lot, actually. Yeah. Fucking dumbass. But yeah, that's
nuts.
And they told me that, and I was like, "Oh, okay, that's a bit weird."
Yeah.
But there's I can't.
But there's not a law that makes sense.
I know. There's other laws. I just can't think of them.
How much does a plane ticket cost to go there?
Go to Peru?
How much is it?
Expensive. They could range. It depends on where you go.
Okay.
And what time of year?
Mine was $300.
Okay.
But
we need a plan.
You can get a Spirit Airlines for like what? 100.
I don't fucking know.
$100.
Spirit.
What? No way.
I think so.
We're looking that shit up.
Because I was, right now, like, to go in the summer, definitely. But they're pretty expensive.
We need to go.
You need to buy them with time.
Let's go next year. Let's go for like a week.
I wouldn't go for a week. I'd go for a lot longer.
A lot longer?
About a month.
What would we do in a month?
There's so much shit to do.
We just infiltrate society.
Yeah, you'd literally just become one of them.
That's what I did when I went. I infiltrated. I was a part of the society.
Get a job. Let's get a job at a grocery store.
I thought about it. Honestly, I thought about going for a summer and working.
Getting a girl.
In Peru.
A girlfriend in Peru.
Yeah. Yeah.
I met a girl in Peru.
You could be an artist, bro.
Let's go to a bar. Get drunk. Hey, we got a cigar for each of us.
Yeah, I got a cigar for you, Nico.
What?
Smoke good.
I got it. Oh, I forgot to tell you, but tomorrow, me and a couple friends are going to Pete's. You're welcome to join us.
Pete's Place?
Pete's Place.
Mm-hmm. Which one is that one?
It's in Helotes. I mean,
in old Helotes town.
Yeah.
Old town Helotes.
You said you were free on Tuesday, I think, so.
Mm. Hey, well, I'd be down.
I put Nick on Pete's.
What time, Way?
Pizza's
He did not put me into Pete's. Manny put us into Pete's.
I put Manny into Pete's.
No, you didn't. Manny would go there all the time.
I would go there all the time.
Huh?
I would go there all the time.
Without me? You fucking whore.
Correct.
You went there with Manny. You fucking
at some
liar.
Point, at some point, we were like, oh, I go there. And he's like, oh, you go there? And I'm like, okay.
Okay. But yeah, Pete's is pretty cool.
I'll be down.
I'm going with my friend that rides.
Dude, there's no tickets on Spirit Airlines. Oh, wow. Rad. It's wild.
That's probably booked up.
Yeah, it's all booked.
But yeah.
I'm down. What time?
I'll get back to you on that.
Go around 10.
Yeah.
10's a good time to go.
But we're going because it's friends from school. And we're going because our grades are going to be finalized on Tuesday.
Or hell yeah.
Tomorrow. And so we're just celebrating, I guess.
Celebrating.
I passed.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank God.
That's cool shit.
I was actually failing all my classes until the last week of school.
Oh my fucking God.
I clutched it up at the very end on finals week.
My God.
How are you doing in school?
It's all right. And my final is these next like 5 days. So
you're not done yet? Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, he kind of broke it up into like two parts. So like one part was like a few days ago and the next one is on like Wednesday.
How are you?
Yeah.
How are you, bro?
Like in school?
No, like how are you?
Well, I wanted to know about school.
I mean, there's not much.
What are you doing next semester?
I need to sign up for classes.
Okay, but are you registering for just one again?
No, yeah. I'm going to do like two or three. I think I'm going to do like
four, bro. Do four. Just do four.
But I work.
Huh? You can still do it. Like I did it and as an engineer. You could do it as a fucking business major. It's easy as shit. Business major. That's like nothing.
Anyway.
Bro, I'm telling you. Okay, let me just tell you this.
Okay, tell me. I'm listening.
Okay. You're going for your associate's degree.
Yeah.
Okay. I already have my associate's degree. I got my associate's degree in 4 years. That's how long it took me to get to our associate's degree as an engineering major. And I took four classes a semester. I had to drop a few. I had to, you know, you know, COVID came around too.
Yeah.
But I took 4 classes a semester, and it took me 4 years to get an associate's degree. I'm gonna graduate in 2025.
Yeah.
With a bachelor's degree. A associate's degree is supposed to take 2 years to take.
Yeah.
Four classes a semester. When I get my bachelor's degree, you should be getting your associate's degree.
No, that makes sense.
I'm going to be 24.
Yeah.
When I get my associate's
degree. I'll be 23.
You'll be 23.
It's crazy.
But that's only if you take 4 classes a semester.
So, okay. I was thinking about doing 2 classes and a flex class.
You can,
but that could mean I could do 2 flex classes, like mm-hmm. one at the beginning, one at the end.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. But, I mean, there's...
Yeah, that's what I was going to do, yeah.
That's what you want. I mean, you can just take 4 regular classes, though. But why not? Why can't you?
Okay. I don't know.
You really need to think about time, you know, because it takes a lot of time to get these degrees.
But the flex classes would work.
Right.
Because yeah. I'd have one at a time,
yeah,
and that'd be 4 classes yeah, I get a semester.
It. Two flex classes, the first one, and the 2 the second one. That's cool, yeah.
Or, like, 2 regular and 2 flex.
Yeah. Yeah, but just be careful because like.
Well, that's why I didn't want to do so many flex. I want to do just one.
You're gonna take business calc eventually. I don't know. I mean, calculus for me was fucking awful.
Yeah, I'm terrible at math.
So
I mean, suck at math.
Like bro. I would try to take that as a full semester because.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna do like the hard classes might, as a flex.
The flex classes you might take like 1 unit off or something, mm-hmm. but you're still gonna get the same amount, right? Yeah. So. But yeah, you got to think about time because if you take 4 classes, we'll be graduating at the same time. And I'll be 24, right. You'll be 23. If you don't take 4 classes a semester, I'm going to be graduating with my bachelor's and you're going to still be in school for your associates.
Very true. So, very, very good wake-up call.
Yeah.
I will have another orange, though.
That's all right, okay. Cool.
I think we should finish this up and get drunk and play some poker.
We have like 15 minutes left.
All right. Let's do a random segment.
What do you want to talk about?
All right. Let's just say, if you could commit any crime and you won't be punished for it, what would you commit?
I would definitely rob a bank.
I agree.
But
is that not a no-brainer?
but there is one consequence.
Now you're adding rules.
What's the consequence?
You gotta suck some dick.
What?
Yeah, I'll still rob a bank.
Like, are they like the police aren't gonna come after me? If I get away with it,
such a stupid consequence, though. Like,
no, you gotta give someone some head.
Right, but that's to commit any crime. Your question was, what crime would you commit
if crime was legal?
If not a crime was legal, but you wouldn't get in trouble for it. Now you're
saying, you wouldn't get in trouble, but you'd have to give someone head.
So, is there an option
but
to
I'd
not
still have
do
to
crime?
Commit the crime?
Yeah, is there an option to not do the crime? Because then that would like defeat the entire purpose of the question.
But I mean, you get to rob a bank. You just gotta give.
Yeah,
some
but I'm just saying, like, you're,
okay. I'm gonna play by the rules.
That was
if I had to commit a crime and
right,
I had
but
to give someone
dick
head.
Would you suck?
Shut.
It's gotta be Shaquille.
One question at a time.
It's gotta be Shaquille O'Neal.
Hold on,
Shaquille.
And I had to suck someone's dick. I would not only rob a bank, I would rob 2, 3, and I would definitely murder some people.
Who would you murder?
I would just go on a spree.
Why?
Because I wouldn't feel bad about it. Because I don't know him.
Okay.
I'd feel bad about it.
Yeah, but you can't feel bad for something you don't know about. Like, there's a family out there that may not even exist that you don't have no idea about. Or they could exist. Or they could not.
But you just...
About
I,
the person
I
you
don't
just
see
killed.
How that...
If I killed you, I know the people that are gonna feel bad about it, and I would feel bad. But if I killed someone off the street, maybe they're an orphan. They don't have any family. They're all orphans to me.
Jesus Christ, that's fucked up.
It's logic.
Right. Are you
put what, logic what to the murder?
Hmm? What would you do?
What would I do?
Mm-hmm.
I'd take over a small country.
Like, be what a dictator country? Or what?
I don't like, Bangladesh.
It's not a very small country. And it's not a country. It's a city.
Okay, I'll take over Singapore.
Singapore. They got a lot of money, though.
It's okay. Like, I just kill all the rulers and then name myself the ruler.
Singaporeans.
Watch out.
We actually have an audience in Singapore.
I'm coming for you.
Oh, man. I'm dead.
We have like 1% listeners in Singapore.
Singapore seems like a great country to retire in. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of it. Like, if you had money.
Yeah, it looks nice. I don't know. I'd definitely retire somewhere a little more backcountry-ish.
So we all know that we're going to die, right?
No, I'm not going to die.
Okay, we're all... Life is going to end for us one day. Mm-hmm. What are three things for sure that you're like, okay, at least I did these three things before I died?
I don't want to start first.
Okay, well, Vic, go first because I'm not sure.
Me?
Yeah. Are they like realistic things that we could do before we die?
So... Well, everything's realistic. Yeah. I mean,
fucking Beyonce is not realistic.
I mean, if you play your cards right.
What cards? There's no cards to play. There's no way to meet Beyonce.
Look, everything is possible. I mean, Trump became president.
You could pay to meet Beyonce. I mean,
look.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Look, if you just, I don't know, you wore the right outfit, you said the right things, you were all at the right place.
Fine.
Everything's
anything
realistic.
Anything on the table.
Everything's on the table. Right. I mean, if Trump can become a president.
I mean, he was a...
He was
multi-billionaire.
Yeah. He was before. He was president. A billionaire who was on. He was a TV show star.
Holy shit! Just answer the question.
Okay, so the three things would be is making my first million because I've heard so many millionaires talk about like that first million is the hardest one. The second thing would be have 10 children.
What?
Yes,
that's disgusting. Jesus.
10 children. You know, it doesn't matter how many baby mamas.
Okay.
10 children.
You'd be proud of that.
I'd be proud of that. I'm like, okay, these 10 kids, if I discipline them right, things can go well for my bloodline. And the third thing is... have 1 million followers on Instagram.
But why?
Because it's hard.
Okay. All right, Nico, you go.
Can you go?
All right. There's really only one thing I know, and y'all gonna cheese me on it. But I want to be an engineer. I want to be an engineer so fucking bad.
Okay.
That's like.
I mean, I can see it. You've been working so hard to it.
I know.
So hard.
What the fuck? Fuck you.
You're
what
tripping. The hell? So hard. That shit's why are you hating?
This guy's like, I've been slacking off so bad.
I have been slacking off. Really see. Bad. But that's like, but I clutched it up at the end.
I clutched it. Yeah. If you really wanted, I mean, you'd be on it.
Hey, the degree speaks for himself. But I'll tell you what, the degree speaks for itself.
I honestly thought that I could slack off a little bit and still be fine. But now I've kind of noticed I cannot do that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, being an engineer, like, I just really want to do that. Right now, that's like the only thing. I can't even think of the other
anything you'd want to achieve.
Oh, I definitely.
You want to make. Create, I mean, I don't know.
Kilimanjaro is on my sights. I don't really know if that's like something I want to like that I want to put on this list, but I mean, Kilimanjaro is definitely in the next 5 years.
Okay.
Type thing.
All right, I have a list. Wait, you have one more, right?
I do have one more, but I can't think about it. So
okay, ahead. I have something. I would want to free climb a mountain for sure. I think that would be super
free
cool.
Climb.
Free climb. Damn. That'd be fucking insane. I love watching like that. There's one guy that does it, fucking blank face, middle of the mountain, bro. It's cool. Anyway, so I'd want a free climb. I would want to participate in one like a competitive like race car driving. Like I would want to be involved in that before I die.
Illegally?
No, legally. Yeah.
Oh, legally.
Legally. Illegal. Race car, like, competition, like, race. And I'd want to...
Yeah, three things is hard, bro. Three things. What do you want to do before you die?
Skydive.
Yeah, that is cool.
No, but that's not really a goal. Like, that's like a bucket list type thing, you know?
Skydive, no parachute.
It's crazy. It's the way I die.
I think that's the best way to, like, go. You know, you're 75...
Oh, I know. The one skydiving, but it's like the squirrel suit.
The squirrel suit.
Squirrel suit.
I want
the squirrel suit.
That
too.
Shit.
But I looked at like what you have to do.
It's insane.
To get into like to even squirrel suit dive.
You just gotta buy the suit.
Fuck. No. You have to do a lot. It's like it's It's like a few years before you could even.
You got to buy the suit and go somewhere high, bro.
When I saw,
because you start on the indoor, the indoor skydiving.
Well, like, I mean, you have to like parachute, like regular parachute, however many times, and then you have to like instruct it however many hours, and then you have to get like all these licenses. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, I don't want to do that anymore,
bro.
But I do want to get my skydiving license. That would be fucking cool.
Oh, I want to hit 120. On the highway.
You know what would be really cool?
Fucking hate you.
Bro, you know what would be really cool? Have one UFC debut.
Yeah, that'd
just
be nice.
One.
Yeah. What the
doesn't
fuck?
Doesn't matter if it goes horrible or it goes great. Just
what if it's against Conor McGregor?
Even if it's against something like McGregor,
and he's like, bro. He's like biotechnic. He's got like fucking robot arms and legs.
Like, just imagine you or me in a cage surrounded by thousands of people.
Boxing or UFC?
UFC.
Damn.
UFC, just you're there. Dude, I
would want to do a boxing match instead of a UFC match.
Why? What the fuck?
Because I feel like, not that it takes less skill, but there's like less moving parts involved. Like, you don't have to worry about someone fucking kneeing you in the fucking face. Like, I can just worry about getting punched. Like, I feel like for not being a fighter, that is more than enough.
Yeah. I mean, like, putting more rules.
Because you're talking about going against another fighter, not one of us. One of us, I'll do UFC, but if it's like, I guess, another fighter, boxing.
I'm talking about another fighter.
Yeah, boxing.
Yeah,
that's
I definitely do MMA. I think I'll do a lot better in MMA.
I disagree. I think I do better in boxing.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think your chances go up in MMA because boxing. I mean,
you need more skill. You need more skill for a sport that has more rules, right? So
yeah.
So yeah, but that's not why I think I'll do better at boxing though. I think I just feel like I'd do better in MMA than boxing.
Me too. I think your chances of like slipping something goes higher. You know what I mean? Just
yeah. I mean, I need to use my legs. I mean, maybe kickboxing.
Maybe. But that's part of MMA.
You're
already.
In a cage. Right. You can die. You can kill the other person. I mean, something about
because like, I mean, if he charges at me, just stick my leg out. You know, just stick my leg out. But like fighting, like boxing, like
Well, I don't know. But boxing's scary too, because you got to get up. You know, if you get punched, you're like,
one, two,
like, all right, back at it.
But I mean, in UFC, you get knocked down. There's no 1-2. They're on you, fucking.
Yeah.
Ground and
either
pound
that,
shit.
Either that, or if like the. The ref thinks like you're not getting up fast enough. It's done. You're
done.
But like Adrien Sterling, like I don't know, like was it Sean O'Malley, Adrien Sterling?
The one we watched.
Dude, that Sean O'Malley fight was fucking great.
Yeah, Aljo said he could go like three more rounds.
All
like,
his fights are great.
He was like, I'm fine. Like he called it way too early.
Yes,
but no, I mean, I'm sure he could have.
I mean,
he got fucked up.
If the fight kept going, bro, he was just.
Yeah, he was pounding on him, but he like Aljo said like after he was like I could like he, I mean after he got up he was like totally fine, but yeah
because he stopped the fight, bro.
I never thought about that.
If they didn't stop the fight, this
maybe,
guy is...
I don't know. You never know though. But he Aljo said he definitely could have gone three more rounds.
But that's the whole thing of UFC. Like there is no like pausing. Like it's you have to survive that shit.
Yeah.
That's where it's like that's the extreme. Like I mean, you know, when someone's like, "Well, you can't do shit. I'll beat you in basketball. I can beat you in the cage." I mean, it doesn't get better than that. I mean, imagine you and the person you hate the most in life
cage. All right, real talk. Let's say there's like a tournament between the three of us. MMA, who's winning?
Me. 100%.
I don't think so.
I think as long as I don't let you get on the ground, as long as I don't go on the ground with you, I think I'd win.
Body weight.
We've seen bad guys go down before.
No, if I land a punch on you, I'm
not going to let you land a punch.
If I land a punch on you, I'm breaking you.
No, bro.
I don't think so.
I think with 100%. with my legs, I think I could keep distance.
Vinny, I could take both of y'all on right now. I'm pretty in shape.
Nope.
This fucking guy. I mean, yeah. Well, I'm not talking about like right now. I'm talking about we train.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, I think y'all would get whooped.
By you?
Yeah.
By
swear
you?
Swear to God. Swear
by
to
Nico?
Fucking God.
If we train,
Nico would whoop y'all.
I say we try this.
Nico, if you...
What are you gonna?
But like, what would be your style?
What are we doing?
You definitely go the ground. You'll be the ground.
Everything,
guy.
Everything.
No, but you'll mainly be the ground. I know you would.
Well, the moment you're in the ground, yes, you're done.
If I get on the ground, I'm finished from you. You, I don't know. I don't know about you.
Nah, you're getting whooped. I swear to God.
If we went to the ground,
I'm convinced.
If we went to the ground. I don't know.
No, yeah. I feel like
let's find out right now.
I don't know.
Let's go outside.
Go outside and fucking pick the living shit out of it.
Fucking find out.
I think we all have enough skill, like not on the ground, but like standing. I think we all have enough skill to where we have a close fight. But I think for sure we'd both lose on the ground with Victor.
I don't think so.
I think so.
You'd both lose. If anything, if you manage a kick on me, that's my downfall.
Manage a kick, bro. I'd hit you with kicks all day.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. That's my downfall.
Yeah.
But the moment when we
like, no, I think you get punched in the fucking stomach like one good time, and you're knocked out of breath.
It's gonna
like,
be hard.
I think it's
downfall. Literally for
like
me,
like a good liver punch
for me.
Wait, you ain't getting through, bro.
You're taller.
No, a good
than me,
liver.
Right?
I think you're done.
You're taller than me, right?
You're taller than me.
I'm taller than you?
I'm 5'9".
Okay, well, yeah, exactly. Well, I'm 5'9", too. But I can kick higher than you for sure. And all I need to do is keep my distance. And I win. Pretty much.
Yeah. The chances are high. I mean Nico got a height advantage, too. Because then you can be, you know, those like ghetto swings where you're like.
You know, the Aljo tried to do dead. A shot.
The ghetto swings. I mean,
See, because like, look, say you kick me, right? You're not kicking as high as you can. You're kicking at my head level, which is like, no, if you think about it, not like as angled, so it's very straight on. I dodge and slip around it, and then fucking catch you on the way down, fucking, or like kick your leg out.
Yeah, for sure.
Standing leg, like, stomp on your ass.
What would y'all's game plan be though, against us? For me, is just keeping my distance, keep my foot out, not letting you get close. If you get close, boom, you know.
Because my game plan would be staying very close range, like very in your face. Because y'all have longer reach, obviously, but if I'm so close, you can't, it's like hard to like punch down.
And avoid the ground at all costs. I think I'd lose both of y'all if I went to the ground.
Or hear me out, just pull up behind them, snap their neck. Fight's over.
I think the moment I'm close to you, It's over. I just know.
I cannot let you get close at all. Like, I have to be, like, extra careful.
Like,
you
most
can
people,
take me to ground at any moment.
Most people wouldn't think of using their elbows, but, like, I've just...
I would. What the fuck?
Like if, you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, I'd hammer your face with my elbow. You know what I mean? Just...
I definitely use my legs a lot more than anything.
And then, Nico, you know what I do with Nico? You ever seen WWE? The Randy Orton, the RKO. That's what I do to Nico.
Wow.
Because I just got to... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Snap his neck, and I mean...
All right, we're good.
All right. Let's get drunk.
Let's get drunk.
Let's play poker.
So dangerous to do that to a taller opponent, though.
But it's the chin reach. With you, and chill. Don't fall.